This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you smell it? It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the Team 980.
From Benji, stick with college, Sheehan. It's about to turn. I think it started to turn last week for you. Saturday night. Yeah, not a great start college-wise last week. At one point, I was 1-5, but won four straight games on Saturday night to close out a 5-5 week in college. 1-2-1 in the NFL, so that was one game under 500, 6-7-1 for the week. I am one game under 500 for the season. Long game here, boys and girls. Long game. Let's start with tomorrow. Cal at Pitt. Big ACC battle in Western PA. Pitt is undefeated. They are 5-0. They've had some close calls. They came back to beat Cincinnati earlier in the year. I had Cincinnati in that one, and that didn't happen. Had a really close call with West Virginia after a bit of a weather delay. Last week, I gave out Carolina against Pitt. That didn't happen. Carolina had plenty of opportunities to score more than the 24. Meantime, Cal blew a 35-10 lead late night to Miami and lost 39-38. Cal's been a really competitive team. They went on the road and beat Auburn. They should have beaten Florida State. Cal's getting three. It's a short number. The public is backing the undefeated Pitt Panthers. I'll take Cal plus the three. This is one of those, you know, new Big Ten teams versus a long-standing powerhouse in the Big Ten that people were looking forward to, USC and Penn State. A little bit of luster off this game because USC lost at Minnesota last week. This line's been coming down. It was 5, 5.5. It's down to 4. I'm seeing some 3.5s out there. I'll grab it at 4. I like the Trojans outright in this one, but I'll take them plus the 4. Bad loss for them last week. Penn State has just been okay on offense. This one really reeks because Penn State has not only the lion's share of total bets, but the lion's share of the money on them as well. USC plus the 4. Colorado State is 2-3. They are home against San Jose State. They're getting a point. I'll take Colorado State to win that game plus the 1. Arizona and BYU. Was right about the Arizona game last week in that I had Texas Tech. I was wrong about BYU, but Arizona bounces back after that tough home loss to Texas Tech. They are a 3-2 football team. BYU undefeated. BYU's been impressive. I had them in their last game. I had the opponent in the last game, Baylor, and they jumped out to a big lead. They held on and won. They destroyed Kansas State. This line is awfully short for these two teams, and the public is really backing BYU. I'll take Arizona. Florida Atlantic is 2-3. They're home against North Texas, getting 5. I'll take Florida Atlantic in that game. Nevada is plus 3.5 at home against Oregon State, is a 2-4 team against a 4-1 team. Public likes the Beavers. I'll take Nevada. This one's an interesting game. You know, Ole Miss lost last week or 2 weeks ago to Kentucky. That kind of derailed their season a little bit, but they're still considered a playoff favorite if they can play well the rest of the way. The team that's not been talked about as a potential playoff team because they lost that season opener on Sunday night, Labor Day weekend, to USC is LSU. LSU's actually improved a little bit defensively. Now, they have not played good offensive teams the last 2 weeks, but the public loves Ole Miss in this game, laying 3.5. This is, hey, I mean, when you get a game in Death Valley at night, it is really tough on the opponent. Denton, this is a game that if LSU gets, we're then talking about LSU as a potential playoff team, not Ole Miss. I like LSU, the Tigers, at home at night. The big one, Oregon and Ohio State. That's also a 7:30 kick. Ohio State's a 3-point favorite. The public loves the Buckeyes. The Buckeyes have not really been tested at all. They've been dominant. Meantime, Oregon's had, you know, they had the close call against Boise. They had that game early in the year against Idaho that was really ugly. They barely scored. They've looked like the lesser of the two teams. It's Eugene. It's Knight. Oregon's getting 3. I'll just tell you, I'm not a big Dylan Gabriel fan. I am a bigger Will Howard fan. And this had me just wondering from an analysis standpoint on whether or not I should fire on Oregon. But all of the contrarian key points are there. Public money on Ohio State, sharp money on Oregon. I'll take the Ducks at home plus the 3. How about Kentucky and Vandy? All right. Kentucky last week, 2 weeks ago, pulls off the big win over Ole Miss on the road. By the way, they have a 1-point loss to Georgia. The inexplicable 31-6 loss at home against South Carolina Denton, which we will not be able to explain, I don't think, at any point. Vandy beats Alabama. They should have beaten Missouri 2 weeks earlier than that. Pavia, the quarterback, is the talk of college football. How is Kentucky a 13-point favorite in this game? That is a lot of points. Public all over Vanderbilt in this game, catching what they think is an outrageously high number against a team that just beat the number one team in America. I'll take Kentucky and lay the 13. West Virginia's getting plus 3.5, getting 3.5 at home against undefeated Iowa State. This is a big one for the Cyclones. I think they are in for a bit of a tough night in Morgantown. I'll take West Virginia plus the 3.5. And then lastly in college, UCLA is truly the worst offensive team in America with Eric Bieniemy as their offensive coordinator. They can't score. They literally can't score unless there's a turnover that sets up a short field. Here are their point totals in 2024. 16, 13, 17, 13, and 11. They played some good teams. They played Penn State, Oregon, LSU, Indiana. Hawaii's actually not that bad. They beat Hawaii 16-13. Minnesota just knocked off USC, and they're headed west, and they're laying 3.5, and nobody thinks UCLA can score enough points to keep it close. That's why I am on the fighting Eric Bieniemy's, the fighting UCLA Bruins, plus the 3.5. All right, let's go to Sunday and the NFL. Like last week, I liked the London game. I didn't hit on it last week. Let's see if we can get it this week. Jacksonville's catching 1.5 on the road, not on the road, in London against the Bears. People starting to believe in Caleb Williams a little bit and the Bears. I'll take Jacksonville plus the point and a half. In the Washington-Baltimore game, there's no smell test on the side. There is a smell test pick on the total. I'm going under 52. This is all we've talked about all week. All anybody's talked about all week is how this is going to be 38, 35, 35, 31, you know, 31, 28. You know, this game sailing over the total. And let me just tell you, the public bettor in these big, high-profile games, especially the standalone games, not that Washington-Baltimore is a standalone game, they love to bet overs. Why? Because they're just easier to root for. It's easier to root for points and big plays than it is for, hey, I hope they get 3 yards and the clock keeps rolling. That's a hard, you know, cheer for situation. This is the most lopsided play on the board, the over in this game. I'll take under 52 Washington and Baltimore. New England's going to start Drake May. It doesn't seem like they're doing the kid any favors to start him. They have a terrible team. And yet Houston at 4-1 is laying only a touchdown in Foxborough. I'll take the Patriots plus the 7. The public's believing in an underdog, a 5.5-point underdog. If 5.5 points or more, 19-4-1 this year, I'm going to take a favorite in the Packers at home at Lambeau, laying the 5.5 against the Cardinals. I think Indy's an explosive offensive team with Flacco. Tennessee's laying 2.5. I can't stand Will Levis. And I think the public agrees, and they're all over the Colts. So I'll take Tennessee, lay the 2.5. Over Indy. Vegas plus 3 at home in the early afternoon 4:05 start against the Steelers. This is always, I mean, Big Tony will tell you, for whatever reason, they go west, play the Raiders in Oakland, in, you know, L.A. when they were there, and now in Vegas. It's always a bad spot. I'll take the Raiders plus the 3. I like the Cowboys plus the 3, the public, and the public is backing Detroit. There's super sharp money, I've been told, on the Cowboys. I'll take the Cowboys plus 3. The biggest side of the week is Atlanta laying 6 with the long layoff against Carolina, who got destroyed by Chicago. I'll take the Panthers plus the 6 to keep it close. And then I like the Giants Sunday night, even without Malik Nabers, plus the 3.5. That number may jump here, and if it does, like last week, because Nabers was ruled out, I'll probably, you know, put this out at the more favorable number. But I bet the Giants hang in there against Cincinnati in a must-win for the Bengals, which is why I think the public, John Q. Public really likes the favorite in this game. I'll take the Giants. A lot of games, I get it. Let's go through them. Saturday, Cal plus 3, USC plus 4, Colorado State plus 1, Arizona plus 3, Florida Atlantic plus 5, Nevada plus 3.5, LSU plus 3.5, Oregon plus 3, Kentucky minus 13, West Virginia plus 3.5, and UCLA plus 3.5. On Sunday, Jacksonville plus 1.5, the Patriots plus 7, the Packers laying 5.5, the Titans laying 2.5, the Raiders plus 3, the Cowboys plus 3, the Panthers plus 6, and the Giants plus 3.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Half on Sunday night. Ben Standing next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.